This is the story of the little dragon. Hundreds of years ago, a young girl named Elizabeth was waiting at the edge of the forest for a famous storyteller, Monsieur Le Flute. But he didn't come. The sun was going down. "I better go," he said he'd come. And just as she started away, she heard some branches snapping in the forest. And she heard Monsieur Le Flute playing. "Aha, Elizabeth. I'm sorry I'm so late. It's nice to see you." She looked up at the wonderful curving feather in his hat. And as he put the flute away, his cape was blowing open. There were 1,000 pockets in the lining of the cape, and every pocket had a tiny book. "All right, Elizabeth, you take a book. I'm so sorry I'm late."
"I will, Monsieur Le Flute. I better get started. I'll take this tiny book."
She took the book and opened it, and she read these words. "Once there was a little dragon." And she looked up.
Oh, Monsieur Le Flute was gone, and the forest was gone. She was in the book. Oh! She held on to a metal ladder, and the metal ladder was fixed to a great slate roof. It was a castle roof, and she hated heights. She went down 2 rungs, and she realized she could climb down into a room. And she got hold of the ladder and climbed all the way down into a room. Oh, the room was a beautiful room. It had drapes and a table with a bowl of fruit. And then she heard someone moving in the room. "Who's in the room? You're frightening me. Please, who is it?" And then she saw who it was. It looked like a little green dog underneath a chair. "Oh, come out, dog. You frighten me." And the creature waddled out. "I'm not a dog. I'm a dragon." "Of course you're a dragon. You frightened me."
"I didn't frighten you. I don't frighten anyone. You know what a dragon does? Breathes fire. Watch what happens when I breathe. Nothing."
And the dragon took a breath. Nothing came out but air.
"Well, try it again." "I try it all the time." "Try it again." "Nothing comes out."
"Well, listen, I can breathe only air. Watch, I'll try it."
"You're not a dragon. You shouldn't be able to breathe fire."
"Well, don't feel sorry for yourself. I know a game called hide and seek. Do you want to play it?"
"How do you play?"
"Well, all you do is hide and I'll seek you out."
"All right, I give it a try. I give it a try."
And the dragon, suddenly interested, hid behind the curtain, but his tail stuck out. And Elizabeth was counting.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, no!
She turned and she saw the tail, but she pretended not to. "A dragon, where are you? I'm never going to find you. You're too clever, dragon." And then she went over and she knelt down. And she pinched the tail of the dragon. "I think I got you, dragon." And the dragon jumped straight up.
"Oh, it's a good game. It's a good game. It's a good game, Elizabeth. It's a good game. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's a good game."
The dragon, for 2 hours, he jumped around having a wonderful time. "It's a good game. It's a good game, Elizabeth. Good game." And all of a sudden he stopped.
"Elizabeth, listen. Listen."
You could hear a heavy man coming up the stairs.
"Hide, Elizabeth. It's the jailer. He's mean. Hide."
Elizabeth hid behind the curtain just as the jailer came in. He stepped in and planted his feet like roots. His mustache was like an iron bar. He carried a chain in one hand and cheese in the other.
"What are you, a mouse or a dragon?"
"You know what I am. I'm a dragon."
"If you're a dragon, you can breathe me fire. Breathe me fire."
"I won't, 'cause I can't."
"All right, you want to feel this chain?"
Oh, no, I'll try my best."
And the dragon sat up and tried. Nothing came out.
"You don't have fire. You're not a dragon, you're a mouse. Here's your cheese."
He flung it down and slammed and locked the door. And Elizabeth came out. "It's all right, dragon, you pay no attention."
"I don't care about him. I'm used to it."
But there was a tear running down the side of his face. Elizabeth pretended not to see it, and she picked the dragon up and put him on the windowsill. She got an apple and looked out. "Dragon, look! It's the biggest mountain I've ever seen in my life. It's like a needle on the top.
I know it. It's Dragon Mountain. My father climbed it 1,000,000 years ago, and he saved the world.
What did you say?
He saved the world. I mean it. The sun had a crust of ice around it, and my father climbed Dragon Mountain. And in the morning when the sun came up, my father breathed fire all the way into the sun. He melted the crust of ice and made the sun yellow.
Well, you could do that if you wanted.
I could not. I could go to bed. That's what I could do. Good night.
And the dragon, he hid beneath the couch and went to sleep. Elizabeth slept too, and in the morning she had an apple for breakfast and woke the little dragon. And the dragon played the game.
It's a good game. It's a good game. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's a good game, Elizabeth. Good game. For hours they played the game. It's a good game. Oh, Elizabeth!
This time you could hear not one person, but 60 or 70, or perhaps 100 were coming up the stairs.
You better hide, Elizabeth. It's the king and the whole court. They make fun of me. Hide!
Elizabeth jumped behind the curtain just as the king came in.
Ha!
The king had extremely red cheeks and feet like butterflies.
Ha ha! Come in, my court. Ha ha! What are you, my friend?
I'm a dragon, sire.
Oh, I'm not sure of that. Come in, my court.
And in came the court. Ha! There were the lords and ladies in waiting.
Ha!
And then there were the lords and ladies in waiting on the lords and ladies in waiting. Ah, get over there, get over there. Ha ha! And then, oh, there were the lords and ladies in waiting on the lords and ladies in waiting on the lords and ladies in waiting. Ha! Ah! And then there were the jesters and the nesters. Ah! And the bowers and the fauners. Yes, come in. And then there were the singers and the songers. Ah! And then there was the very brave knight. And the ordinary day. Ah, come in. Oh, and then there were the ne'er-do-wells with the very odd smells. Get over there. Get over there. Oh, they had the count to take count of them all. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's enough count. 5, 6, 7, 8. That's enough count. 9, 10. That's enough. 11, 12. Count. Ah, who do we have? Ah, the yes and the no's, the do's and the do's, the kens, the cannot. Ha ha. The lean and the mean, the mouse and the bean. Ah, and finally, ooh, we have the bald heads, the square heads, the fat heads, and the meat heads. Ha ha. Come, 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 come. Ha ha ha. Dragon, we're all here for you. Count, what do you think he is?
And the count looked down. Your Majesty, I think he is a bird.
That's exactly what he is. And the king bent down and took the dragon and flung him into the air. Dragon, ha ha, sprout us wings, sprout us wings, sprout us wings. Oh, dragon, you're not a bird. What could you be?
The dragon said, I am a dragon.
Oh, I'll put you down. If you're a dragon, then you can sing my song. And the king began his favorite song.
Breathe us fire, breathe us fire, breathe us fire, little dragon, breathe us fire.
Lords, and the lords were commanded,
breathe us fire, breathe us fire, breathe us fire, little dragon.
Ladies, and the ladies sang, breathe us fire, breathe us fire, breathe us fire, little dragon. Ne'er-do-wells, and the ne'er-do-wells sang, breathe us fire, breathe us fire, breathe us fire, little dragon. Soon they were all leaping about,
breathe us fire, breathe us fire, breathe us fire, little dragon.
Everybody was singing everywhere,
breathe us fire, breathe us fire, breathe us fire, little dragon.
Well, the dragon, he loved song above all, and he began to sit up and sing.
Breathe us fire, breathe us fire, breathe us fire, little dragon.
Dragon, that's my song. If you like my song, lift your feet up.
Yes, sire. Breathe us fire, breathe us fire.
Lift your head up.
Yes, sire. Breathe us fire, breathe us fire.
You'll never do this. Lift your shoulders up.
I don't have shoulders.
Lift them anyway. Poor dragon had to lift the shoulders he didn't have.
Breathe us fire, breathe us fire.
Very good, dragon. But now the fun is over. Breathe us fire. And the fun was over. The lords bent down, and the ladies, and the jesters, and the nesters. And the dragon looked up at all those chins and eyes and nose. He thought that he would faint. Breathe us fire, little dragon. And he tried his best. Nothing came out but air, and he toppled over.
Well, he doesn't have fire in him. We shall be back tomorrow. Come, my friends, down the stairs.
He doesn't have it in him. 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 He doesn't have it in him.
When you couldn't hear a thing, Elizabeth came out. It's all right, dragon. Don't pay attention.
Would you go away, Elizabeth? Would you let me be?
All right, I'll let you be. I'll let you be, dragon. She was so angry and hurt, she could feel the blood rushing to her face. You go away, dragon.
And when she turned, she could see the pool of tears the dragon made as he pulled himself behind the curtain. But she wouldn't help him. Her feelings were so hurt. She looked out the window for hours before she saw what she was really looking at. Down in the village, there were children and men and women running into the houses with sticks and logs, and she realized why. It was cold and they needed fire. And it was getting colder every minute. But she wouldn't tell the dragon. Until late in the day, when she saw a dragon made of clouds. Dragon, here, don't be angry with me. Please, let me pick you up. Look out the window.
Oh, yes. It's a cloud dragon, Elizabeth. You watch.
And she watched as the cloud dragon breathed out a wondrous cloud of gold and purple, and it filled the horizon with a stilling beauty. What other kinds of dragons are there?
Oh, Elizabeth, there's the sea dragon. And they wash their dark manes on the whirlpools of the sea. And there's the forest dragon. I'm the last one. And we're the only ones who can breathe fire.
Well, you're going to learn.
I am not. I'm going to bed. That's what I'm doing.
And the dragon squeezed underneath the couch and went to sleep. Elizabeth was cold now and she was tired. She wanted to pull down one of those curtains and wrap it around her and go to sleep. But she wouldn't. She knew the dragon had fire in him. If only she could think of how to bring it out. And she began to pace back and forth. It got colder and colder, and she began to run, thinking of how she could bring the fire out. All night long, she went back and forth. And in the morning, she thought of how to bring the fire out. She woke the dragon. Dragon, I have a plan. Would you try it?
Yeah, it's a good game. It's a good game.
No, it's not a game. It's a good game, dragon. This is my plan. I want you to shut your eyes.
All right, I shut my eyes. Peek, peek.
Oh, no peeking.
Peek, peek.
Dragon, no more of that.
All right, I promise. No more of that.
I want you to think of fire.
Oh, I see fire in my mind.
Good. Now I want you to think of the fire that your father breathed 1,000,000 years ago into the sun.
Oh. I see it in my mind.
Good. Keep your eyes shut and breathe out.
All right, I do it.
The dragon breathed out, and there was a tiny blue flame. It couldn't have been 1/4 inch, but it was a flame. And Elizabeth was so excited. Dragon, keep your eyes shut and breathe out again.
All right, I do it.
The dragon didn't know it. But now the flame was 3 feet long, and it was yellow and blue.
Dragon, one more time.
All right, one more time.
The flame went all the way across the room, and it was truly a flame.
And Elizabeth was so excited. She picked the dragon up.
Open your eyes, I'm going to show you something. And she put him down in front of the long, long mirror. What do you see in the mirror?
I see myself. Handsome, handsome. Never mind that. Handsome dragon.
I just want you to breathe at the mirror.
All right, I breathe at the mirror. I don't know why.
The dragon breathed an orange flame. He saw it hit the mirror, and he was so frightened he jumped straight up and tried to run away.
Dragon, come back here. That was you. Was not. Yes, it was. Was not. Who do you think it was? I don't know. It was you.
Now look at the mirror. The dragon, he scratched slowly to the mirror, turned and breathed at the mirror.
Dragon, come back here. It was you again. Was not. It was too. Who do you think it was? I don't know. It was you. It was not. Yes, it was.
Now look in the mirror. This time the dragon ran at the mirror. He jumped straight up and breathed.
Dragon, come back here. You're frightening yourself.
I am not. Yes, you are. I am not. Yes, you are. I'm going to show you something else. Now this is an oak chair I'm pulling over. That's a hard wood. All right. I want you to breathe at the leg of the chair.
All right. I breathe at the leg.
The dragon breathed an orange flame, and it burnt a perfect circle in the leg. And Elizabeth exploded.
Dragon, you did it! You have fire! What do you say, dragon?
And the dragon sat up and said,
I did it, oh, I did it, oh, I did it, oh, I did it.
No, that's not celebrating.
Celebrating means you dance and you laugh, dragon. You did it, now what do you say?
I did it. No, dragon, you're going to celebrate. She threw him on the table and she danced on the table. She began to knock the chairs over and threw the fruit around. Dragon, what do you say? And the dragon rubbed on an apple and said, I did it. Oh, dragon. Down below, the jailer heard all the chairs falling over. He was miserable. Everybody should be miserable. He grabbed the frozen chain, ran up and flung the door open. What's all this mess? The chairs are... Who are you, little girl?
Never mind who she is. She's my friend.
Don't talk to me that way, dragon.
I'll talk to you as I will.
Oh, you will. You'll have a taste of my chain.
He lifted up the chain, and as he brought it down, the dragon calmly breathed fire into the chain and melted it.
Shh! Yow! Your fire, I'll tell the king, dragon. He ran below your majesty. The creature has fire, it's true, sir, come.
And the king brought all of the court up. Gum, ne'er-do-wells over there. Gum. Our fat-heads, bald-heads, square-heads, meat-heads, gum, everybody. Oh, dragon, we're all here. And we're very cold and frightened. Do you have fire? The dragon wouldn't answer. Instead, he tilted his head and breathed the blue flame all the way to the ceiling.
Dragon, you have fire. You give us the fire. What can we do for you, dragon?
Sing the song, sire.
I'll be glad to, court. I breathe us fire. Do you like it, dragon?
Yes, sire, but get your head up.
Yes, sir. I breathe us fire.
Sire, get your feet up.
Yes, dragon. I breathe us fire.
Wait, sire. Get your tail up.
I don't have a tail.
Get it up anyway.
Court, get your tails up.
The king put his hands behind them and lifted an imaginary tail.
Breathe us fire, little dragon.
The dragon was applauding when one of the king's men said, Sire, please, there's no time for that. Come, look. And the king went to the window and he saw the setting sun. And it was blue and white because it had a crust of ice around it.
Dragon, here, look. That happened 1,000,000 years ago. You've got to climb Dragon Mountain tonight. And when the sun starts rising, breathe fire all the way into the center of the sun. If you don't do it, the sun will turn to ice, and we will freeze. Can you do it, dragon?
Elizabeth knew the dragon had to do it, and she was the one to take him. She grabbed the dragon, and she went running down the circular stone stairs. She ran as fast as she could, for it was a long climb, and she could hear the king in the court crying, Hurry, hurry, little dragon, hurry, hurry, little dragon, hurry, hurry, little dragon. She got to the bottom stair, and the soldier said,
I can't open the door. The lock is frozen.
And the dragon calmly breathed fire into the lock and melted it. He opened the door.
Hurry, hurry!
Elizabeth, she went running across the field to the base of the mountain and she started to climb. And in the tower, the king was singing, Hurry, hurry, little dragon, hurry, 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 little dragon. Elizabeth was running as hard as she could, and no one can run up a mountain. She kept pushing and the hours were disappearing. Oh, dragon! Oh, dragon! If I had gone another step there, dragon, I would have fallen. Look, it's a chasm. I would have fallen 200 feet. Elizabeth, jump across. Oh, dragon, I hate being up high. It's only a foot, but I don't think I can jump across. What if I fall? Jump across, Elizabeth. All right, dragon, I'll try. And Elizabeth put her left foot on the edge. It was only a jump of 1 foot, but if she fell... She shut her eyes and she jumped high and far as she could. Oh! All right, I've done it, dragon. I'll take you up the top now. Come, dragon. She was pushing on and she could hear down below, Hurry, hurry, little dragon, hurry, hurry. Everyone on the earth was wondering what would happen in the morning. Riders were going from land to land, telling about the dragon, Hurry, hurry, little dragon. And the king was pacing back and forth.
He doesn't have it in him. He doesn't have it in him.
Elizabeth was running and all of a sudden she stumbled and flung the dragon from her. Dragon, where are you? I didn't mean to throw you, dragon. Where are you? She knelt down, and she touched the body of the little dragon. Oh, dragon, you all right? You must be alive. She warmed her hands and realized the dragon was breathing. Your breath has been knocked out. You'll get it back. I'll climb without your flame, dragon. And she climbed up in the dark,
and people below said, They've given up.
What is there, 2 hours, an hour left, and they've given up? There's no flame. You're not sure of that. Of course, there's no flame. She went for an hour, and finally the dragon got his wind back, and he breathed fire. Look, they're near the top. Well, it's too late. There's less than an hour. They'll never make it. Hurry, hurry, little dragon, hurry, hurry.
He doesn't have it, eat him.
Hurry, hurry, little dragon. Elizabeth, now, she knew there was little time. And she was going far faster than she ever thought she could. She was pushing up, and the hour was evaporating. Hurry, hurry, little dragon. Dragon, it's almost morning. My foot, it's caught in some frozen rocks. It's only 20 feet to the top. Use your claws and go up the ice. I can't do it. What? I can't do it, Elizabeth. I can breathe flame into a lock or a log. I can't breathe flame to the sun. You've got to, dragon. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Do it. And the dragon scratched 10 feet up on the ice and turned. You're going to freeze, Elizabeth. I'm not going to freeze. You're going to melt the crust of ice and make the sun yellow. Hurry! And the dragon scratched within 2 feet of the top. And people on the earth saw the tip of the blue sun coming up.
Too late, the sun is rising. He didn't make it.
But the dragon saw the sun, and he scratched at the top, and the king said, Look, the dragon's on the top! But the dragon knew that his flame had to outrace the sun, and he took the deepest breath of his life. The cold mountain air flooded his tiny body, and he breathed out his finest breath. It was a wondrous flame, a white flame that shot forward for miles, and suddenly it turned and it shot heavenwards, and people around the earth said, Look, it's a stream of light. Others said, No, it's an arrow of light. Another said, No, it's a wagon load of shooting stars. It shot up and up and up, but now the sun was halfway up. It was then the wondrous flame shot around the fading stars, and like a celestial bull, it seemed to stop and claw the sky. And then the flame shot downwards toward the blue sun, and you could see streaks of red and blue and amethyst, yellow and gold and black. It shot down and down and down, and just when the blue sun was up, the flame shot into the center of the sun. And there was a cracking sound. You could hear it all through the universe. And then everything was still. Even the birds were still. And an old woman, with a tear frozen on her cheek, said, Look, the sun. It's yellow. It's yellow. It's yellow. And they took their children and threw them in the air. It's yellow! It's yellow! Everyone was dancing, and the tear was running down the old woman's cheek. Everyone was leaping about. It's yellow! And throwing the children, there was wine everywhere, and dance and song. Everyone was dancing, and on the mountaintop, Elizabeth said, Dragon, you did it! What do you say? And the dragon sat on the top and said, I did it, do it, did it, do it, did it. Oh, never mind, dragon. Slide down. And the dragon slid down on his bottom. Did it, we did it, we did it, we did it. Oh, dragon, you did it. You don't know what you've done. You saved the world. Her foot was loose now, and she forgot all about the fright of that long, long night. And she took the dragon down and down and down the mountain. Look at the sun, dragon. Yellow, what do you say? And he bounced in a hand. Did it, we did it, we did it, we did it. Oh, yes, you did it, little dragon. And when they got to the bottom, there were hundreds and hundreds cheering for the dragon. Hooray! And suddenly the king came through, gum, 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 and picked the dragon up. Ha, 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 little dragon. I don't call you little dragon anymore. I call you royal dragon. Ha, ha, ha. What do you say to the people, royal dragon? And the dragon bounced in the king's hand. Did it, did it, did it. Ha, ha, ha. You did it all right. And I always knew that you had it in you. And didn't I, court? And the court sang, you always knew he had it in him. As they were singing, the dragon turned. Elizabeth, he didn't know I had it in me. I didn't know. How did you know? I just knew, dragon. I just knew you had it in you. Ha! Now we have 500 celebrations for the dragon. Let the trumpet sound. Ha! And the moment the trumpet sounded, Elizabeth looked around and everything was gone. And there was Monsieur La Flute and the forest.
The story is over, Elizabeth. You were very brave.
What was one of your best stories.
I must take the book. You're very brave, Elizabeth. Very brave. I will be back. Goodbye. And he took the flute and began to walk towards the forest. And that is the story of the little dragon.